This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to be with you. Today I want to talk to you about how a dog received blessing through dispensational truth or through right division. So bear with me. One of the titles of our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of David, and this title is specifically linked with Israel. As Son of God, the Lord Jesus is contemplated as heir of all things in heaven and earth. And as the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus is seen in relation to the earth, the millennium, and judgment. As Son of David, he is seen as the heir of David's throne, the rightful King of Israel. The title Son of Man occurs only in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, not in the Gospel of John, and has no connection with the promises and blessings of the church. And by the way, I should say these are the only references in the four Gospels. There's another one in Revelation we'll talk about. The angel Gabriel, in announcing the birth of the Savior to Mary, said this, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." The name Jesus is linked with all of his titles. He carries it from the lowly manger to the cross, and he bears it now as head of the church. He will in that name receive universal homage and be crowned as Lord in the yet glorious future. See Philippians 2:10 and 11. But the Gospel of Luke tells us, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," in relation to the Davidic covenant. Matthew 1:21 says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And the his people there is none other than the house of Israel. This exclusive character of the title Son of David is greatly illustrated in Matthew 15:21 to 28. Go and read it right now. Pause and read that passage. "A woman cried and said to the Lord Jesus, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David.' But he answered her not a word. He answered and said, 'I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.'" Now notice that. Davidic covenanted blessings are restricted to the house of Israel. Neither the covenant made with David or with Abraham have reference to the church, which is his body, which is blessed neither in David nor Abraham, but in the heavenly places, with spiritual blessings in Christ alone. The Canaanite woman continues to ask for blessings, but the Lord emphasizes the exclusiveness of the blessings that were covenanted to Israel, referring to the house of Israel as the children and to the Gentiles as the little dogs. The Lord does not say dogs, but little dogs or puppies, and they were kept in the house and petted by the children. And when they became dogs, they were expelled out of the house and ran wild. The woman's faith laid hold on the Lord's words. She confessed that Israel was superior, and she said that she was not desiring the peculiar blessings of Israel, even though she had perhaps unknowingly used the title Son of David. She would be grateful for some of the crumbs that would fall from their table. So she drops the title Son of David and uses the wider term Lord, and then the Savior says, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." This woman learned a lesson concerning dispensational truth that we need to learn also. Ponder this. An undispensational conception prevents blessing. This woman did not receive blessings until she rightly divided the word of truth. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com.